Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to ask you a question. Which side are you on? And I want to read to you a couple unusual verses, actually a verse and a half, Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 15, and the first half of verse 16. Let me read that to you. You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created, till iniquity was found in you. By the abundance of your trading, you became filled with violence within, and you sinned. The Bible suggests that the beginning of evil was the rebellion of Satan. Now, what was Satan's motive for this rebellion? What triggered his proud rejection of God's authority? What was it specifically in the plan of God that Satan rebelled against? Perhaps the occasion of Satan's rebellion came when he learned of God's plan to create a completely different creature, man, human beings. Satan would discover that humanity had a particular role in God's plan and a particular destiny. You see, man would be made lower than the angels, the Bible tells us that. Yet, angels would be called upon to serve mankind. The Bible also tells us this. Man would be made in the image and likeness of God, something that's never said regarding angels. And redeemed men and women would be adopted into God's family and be made heirs with Him. Then one day, redeemed men and women would be glorified to a position above the angels. They would be called kings and priests to God. Now, the Bible tells us every one of these points about man's creation and his destiny. And knowing this, it isn't surprising that the most glorious being God created, Lucifer, the day star, would be offended by this. God's first created glorious angelic beings, including Lucifer, before he ever created man. Then God's plan was to make strange, could we call them hybrid beings? Human beings. These human beings would have spirits like angels, but they would have bodies like animals. They would be lower than the angels, yet angels would have to serve them now, and one day these human beings would be glorified above the angels. It makes some sense that this plan would be an insult to someone like Lucifer. And why? Lucifer could find one-third of his fellow angelic beings to reject that plan. Now, perhaps this is the reason why Satan rebelled against God. In the present day, we can't know for certain, because the Bible does not specifically tell us. But we do know that Satan is permanently set against the purpose and plan of God. And we know Satan wants the opposite of God's planned relationship between men and angels. You see, instead of angels serving men, Satan wants humanity to serve him. Through promoting sin and rebellion among men, Satan desires to obscure and deface the image of God in man. Satan seeks to keep as many as possible from being redeemed in Jesus Christ, so that they will never rule over him and his fellow angels. Instead, they will be punished with Satan and his rebellious angels in hell for eternity. So when we think about these things, the question is simple. Which side are you on? That isn't only an intellectual question. This question asks how you actually live. We can only be everything God wants us to be in Jesus, for he is the one who has ruined Satan, ruined his power, and ruined Satan's schemes forever on our behalf. And you know what? We get to share in that victory. So walk in it today and look for some ways to frustrate the devil's plans.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.